Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till, that's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. 17 Till, did I say that? I'm Jim Blasingame, and I forget myself sometimes. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friends, Jane and Pierce Howard, the co-authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, and they're the folks that we turn to help us understand how this underlying current in each one of us is really driving so much of what we do, our personality, and the different places that we are on the personality scales, the five factors as they have taught us over the years, how we move back and forth, or I should say where we are in different positions on each one of those five factors, and that makes us the personality that we are, and it results in the performance that we have. Jane, how bad a job did I do there?
You're hitting it right, that nail right on the head, Jim.
Good.
Yeah. We've had enough conversation about that.
I pay attention. I passed the test. So, okay, in the previous segment, Pierce was telling us about resolving conflict by saying, okay, what is it that's most important to you in your position that's causing you to take your position? Then I tell you mine, then we try to come up with something in the middle. But what, Jane, what if, you know, there are people out there whose personality is such that they just don't, that they're jealous or they're envious or they're whatever.
But it's not, there's some people.
It's not, it's not that they want what you have. It's that they don't want you to have that either.
That's right. There are some people that are so determined to win that they not only want to win, but they want to kill the competition along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not conflict. That's war.
Yeah. And it still seems like a conflict. And
well, the model that we were talking about is, you know, you identify what's important, but this underlying, the stand that those people are taking, what is it they're trying to satisfy by the stand they're taking?
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, you're not trying to necessarily compromise. You're trying to say, is there another activity that we could engage in that would satisfy both needs and that would not necessarily water anything down in the sense of going to the middle,
right,
but it would satisfy both sets of needs. Something that, for example, with our daughter, something she could do with her friends, but that wouldn't threaten our early morning get off as a family.
Right.
And Jane,
that's what Pierce is talking about. That seems awfully simple to me. I'm glad you mentioned it. I'm glad you brought it up, and I know people are going to start using that more now that they've heard it. That makes a lot of sense to actually go through those verbal skills. But Jane, when you've got somebody there are people out there who are part of your organization who just cause conflicts, and they're not really motivated for their own gain. They're just conflicting kind of people. What do you do about that?
You've got to meet it head on.
Can we know that in advance before we hire them?
If we have profiled their personality, we have a pretty good sense of understanding what they might be capable of.
Is this something that if I sent you a person and you did a full workup on them, full personality workup on them, we knew everywhere they were, where they were on the sliding five-factor model levels, would you actually say to me, now this person is going to show up every day to work, they're going to work hard, they're going to do a good job, but you might have a problem they might be a problem inside the workplace. Would you
Absolutely.
Be able to tell something like that?
Absolutely.
Would you tell them that?
I did exactly that thing once. I had a police captain who wanted me to assess a sergeant for promotion to lieutenant. And we tested it, and I looked at his profile, and I talked to the captain, and I said, this fellow has an ideal profile for leadership, except for one thing. And he said, what's that? And I said, well, you're going to have to manage his temper. According to his profile, he is prone to being pretty quick on the trigger and getting angry and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's very interesting you should say that. And I said, why is that? He said, his wife came to me a couple of weeks ago and said, Chief, would you be willing to keep my husband's guns at the office?
Wow.
Said, I have some concerns about his
wow
stability.
But Jane, the thing is that I'm not even talking about temper. I'm talking about something more insidious and more passive-aggressive than that.
Right. Somebody who's stirring the pot.
Isn't the passive-aggressive personality the one that's really the bigger problem in a lot of organizations?
The underlying current, the ones that are fostering the grapevine, they can be real issues for a certain kind of organization.
Right, right.
But there may be something about that personality that we need to get the full job done. So
right.
We have to learn how to manage
right.
that.
Maybe find out what it is that really motivates them to mind their own business,
yeah.
to take their mind off of that and feed them that, say you die to that, Pierce. What about
exactly.
is that? So, because remember, this is the same person that you also said will show up every work on time every day, will be loyal, will work hard, will do a good job, but they've got this passive aggressive streak. Can you identify passive aggressive in your five factor model?
We can.
Wow, fascinating. Jane, give us the website, please.
We are at www.centacs.com.
And the book is called The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. What's the new one, Jane?
The new one is Pierce's Happiness Book. We'll talk to you about that later.
Oh, yeah, but then there's another personality book, quickly.
12 to 22.
The Owner's Manual for Personality from 12 to 22.
That's the one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.